Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Research shows that the suicide rate in the ag industry is 5 times higher than the national average. The rate of death by suicide by farmers and ranchers is double the suicide rate for military veterans. Among the reasons, worries about income, social isolation, and the ever-present stigma related to seeking mental health services. Well, September is Suicide Prevention Month, and we wanted to spend time with some of South Dakota's experts to talk about how we can better prevent suicide for every South Dakotan. Secretary Lori Gill is the Department of Social Services Cabinet Secretary. Tiffany Wolfgang is DSS Division of Behavioral Health Services Division Director. And Dr. Josh Clayton is South Dakota State's epidemiologist. Dr. Clayton, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Secretary Gill, thank you as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And Director Tiffany Wolfgang here with me in the Sioux Falls studio. Hey, Tiffany, welcome back.
Welcome, and thank you for having me.
All right, let's start with you, Dr. Josh Clayton. Actually, before we start with that, I just want to point out that when three people at this level of state government show up to talk about suicide, you're serious about talking about suicide. Secretary Gill, tell us a little bit about why it's important to just have this conversation, because there was a time when people didn't want to talk about it and thought, if we talked about it, it would create more problems than solutions.
That's right. And, you know, over time, that is exactly what has happened with various situations. It used to be historically the thought, just as you said, that if you talked about something too much, it would give people ideas, they would go in the wrong direction. But what we found is that this truly is a public health issue. We do need to do a lot of work collectively with our government agencies and along with community partnerships to get the word out, raise awareness about the fact that everyday people face a lot of the same issues and that there is help and there is nothing wrong with talking about prevention and getting assistance. So all of that together is why we are here today.
Dr. Clayton, we're not real proud of having the sixth highest suicide rate in the nation. Tell us statistically where we rank and what this picture looks like in the state. What do we know?
Yeah, so we are dealing with, unfortunately, high levels of suicide in South Dakota. For our 2017 data, we rank sixth overall among states with 192 suicide deaths, which is the highest recorded in South Dakota history. The preliminary numbers for 2018 show that we did have fewer suicide deaths in 2018 with 168, but we don't know exactly how we rank against other states, as all of that, their data is not fully available at this point. But we have seen our three highest years in the past 5 years. So in 2015, 2017, and then 2018 rounds out the top three kind of years in terms of numbers of suicides.
And Josh, in some ways, those numbers are irrelevant because every life matters so much and the ripple effects, continue for so long. But when you look at the numbers as a state epidemiologist, how are they useful to you to sort of figure out what can be done?
Well, I think the important thing, as you mentioned, is to recall that these are people that are in our lives. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, and that, you know, there's not a person that has not felt the impact of suicide in the state. You know, we look at it kind of at the broader view and talk about numbers and talk about, who is impacted, who is at risk. And then with some of the additional scope that we are able to look at violent deaths within South Dakota with the National Violent Death Reporting System, we are able to look at some of the major factors that contribute to suicide, which we know from national data are things relating to relationship problems, crises in the past or upcoming 2 weeks, substance use problems, and then either a physical or financial stress.
We're going to talk about some of the programs and the organized efforts that the state is working on. But first, Tiffany, let's just deal with this right away. And how do you know when someone is in crisis? And then we'll talk a little bit about organizationally what we're doing. But in your role, what do you see about what a crisis looks like? And how do you recommend people sort of look at their friends and families or themselves and say, this isn't just a bad day?
Sure. I think that's a great question. I think it can vary by individual. You know, when you know someone well, you can see those behavior changes or maybe a change in their mood where they're just not that same person they used to be. You know the things you hear about, they're giving away their belongings, they're talking in terms that maybe they don't normally talk about. That's probably on the extreme side, but just some of those behavior changes that you may see where they're not engaging in some of the activities that they used to really enjoy or have a passion for, if they're withdrawing. You know, those would be the things that you would want to look for. And then it's okay to ask them. It's okay to ask them how they're doing, or if you suspect they're feeling, you know, that there could be a suicidal situation going on, to ask about that, and then to help them get help. I think that's the most important thing, is get them connected with someone that they can visit with, that they can work through and look for some ways to help them through that situation. Because many times it is situational, and they can, with the right help and the right resources, folks definitely can get through it.
How do you ask them? Do you come right out and use the word?
I would recommend, yeah, being direct. I care about you. I love you. I'm concerned about you. Are you feeling suicidal? Is there something we can do to help? And if they indicate that they are, then you definitely don't want to leave them. You want to stay with them until you're able to make sure they're safe, get some professional assistance. But I think it is okay to ask them directly.
Lori, let's talk about this big picture a little bit and efforts across the state. Tell me about some of the campaigns and some of the efforts the state is doing. And where do they begin? Do they begin with, Governor Kristi Noem's administration? I know she sent out a public service announcement this week talking about the importance of suicide prevention. Or does it go back further?
Sure. Well, one important thing that we have going on is an interagency work group. And if you can imagine, within state government, there's various agencies that have a concern about the data and what's happening with the suicide rates. We know that there are various target groups that the data shows are impacted. We talk about farmers, we talk about military families, we talk about youth, and we have various agencies that are working with those target populations. So a few years ago, an interagency work group was created that had representation from multiple state agencies. They were brought together and tasked with coordinating statewide suicide prevention efforts. That group still is in existence, and in 2019 now, under the current administration and Governor Noem's leadership, we have expanded the group to bring in more agencies, bring in the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board, and what we're doing is using data. We are talking about community engagement, how we can raise awareness, how we can partner with those folks out in the communities that can reach the people that live there. And we talk about community efforts to support prevention, intervention, postvention, all the stages of this topic. Because if we don't all get together and start looking at the data and talking about what we can do to address this issue, we're not going to be effective. So, yes, that's kind of an overarching group. And one important thing that group is working on is a 5-year suicide prevention strategic plan. And we are inviting feedback from stakeholders and community members. We have the ability to provide feedback out there on a website that has been created. So that is a one call to action that we have for people to go out there, take a look at our strategic plan and provide us feedback. That website is sdsuicideprevention.org. So we hope that we can get some responses there. And then our hope is to finalize a strategic plan and get that released in 2019 of October, coming up here, so that we can actually start taking some of the things that we're learning from that and getting some ideas rolling and getting some projects rolling.
Secretary Gill, tell me about the Be the One SD campaign, because we've talked about it on this program before when it was just getting ready to launch. Remind people what that is and really who the target audience of those efforts are.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a comprehensive campaign that we have been working on, Be the One South Dakota. And it really is a suicide prevention campaign targeting South Dakota youth. So it was started in 2018. It still is in existence. We've relaunched it several times to re-energize it and get the word out. It is very important that we spread the word about the actions we all can take to prevent suicide. So this isn't just targeting the healthcare community or state government. This is really a campaign that is out there to target everybody to raise awareness. We want to work to change the conversation from suicide to suicide prevention and to actions that can promote healing, help, and giving hope. And so all of us together can work to prevent suicide by learning to help ourselves and help others and know where to go when they need assistance. Mm-hmm. So the Be the One campaign really revolves around the concept of there might be one question that is either asked or answered, one smile. We can all be the one for that person that might need some assistance. It might be one conversation that saves one life. So that's kind of the thought process behind it. And there is a website that gives a lot of information, but we have several different sets of campaign materials that if folks are interested, communities are interested, churches are interested, anybody could get these materials and start to help us to get the word out about the suicide discussions that very easily can take place.
And Dr. Josh Clayton, Secretary Gill mentioned tribal community. What do we know about the American Indian suicide rate in South Dakota from a statistical standpoint?
So looking over, the past years, what we know is that the suicide rate among our American Indian population is elevated. It's about 2.3 times higher than the rate for the white population. And you know, that means that we have some significant work to do, both in terms of raising awareness on tribal lands, as well as making sure that we have what's there, the pieces in place to help support individuals when they are experiencing suicidal thoughts.
And Tiffany, we mentioned farmers who are experiencing their own tragedies, foreclosures and bankruptcies, bad weather. Dr. Clayton talking there about tribal communities. For people who are listening and they say, you know, education is an important first step, but also there needs to be some policy changes, like we need markets so we don't lose the farm and so we don't feel this way. Help put into context sort of these efforts at suicide prevention from awareness and connection and treatment and intervention versus this broader policy of, broader policy issues that people want change that aren't going to necessarily change overnight for them.
Sure, I think that's a great question. It's hard when, suicide at times can come on with individuals who traditionally don't have mental health type challenges. We're seeing that with our ag community, where these crises, these situational situations are bringing a level of stress that folks maybe just aren't accustomed to, aren't sure how to deal with, aren't sure where to go to seek help, or the stigma of asking for help can be too much for them. We do have the grant through FEMA to help do some outreach into those communities, those agricultural communities that have been impacted through the community mental health centers. They have some outreach going on, doing local community events, really opening up the conversation and saying it's okay to ask for help. You know, we may not be able to impact those larger policy things going on, and we may feel helpless and hopeless. But there is help for you today here in South Dakota to talk to somebody to try and work through some of those things that maybe we feel helpless about.
Yeah. And Secretary Gill, as we encourage people to ask for help, the state legislature is working over the summer on studying access to mental health services across the state. Do you feel, Secretary Gill, that help is available when you ask for help, that you will be able to get meaningful help?
Yeah, well, it is out there, and we are working very hard to make sure that there is access to the care that is needed and the assistance. We do a lot of work through our community mental health system that is located across the state and serves every county in the state. We also are continuing to do what we can to provide the best service possible at the Human Services Center, HSC. We have multitude of services that are available both in the private and the public sector. So all of that together, we will be partnering with the legislators. And as these work groups do their work and come up with recommendations, we will be analyzing all of them, deciding what we can do, what we need resources for, what our capacity is to be able to continue to look at how we can have the access to the care that you're referring to. So that's an ongoing process, and you're right, active discussion going on over the summer, and I am sure that we're going to see some of the things that are recommending, that are going to be recommendations flowing into legislative sessions. So it will be a partnership between our agency and the legislators as we continue to talk about this.
And Secretary Gill, talk a little bit about training available to help organizations and institutions and individuals figure out how do we get better at this on our own, in our own spaces, in our own communities.
Yes, we spend quite a bit of time in the Department of Social Services talking about what training is needed for individuals. We have training available for communities to be able to pull together and find the champions in their community to get the word out. And we also have training for professionals. So we have all of these things going on at the same time. We have courses that teach the general public how to help someone who's developing a mental health problem. We have training on youth mental health first aid to talk about unique risk factors and warning signs of mental health problems. We actually have training that is in the form of workshops for anyone who feels and wants to feel more comfortable and confident and competent in helping to prevent the immediate risks. So we have a staff that are very much actively working on getting the training that's needed out there. We're also continuing to assess where our training needs are. If the healthcare community needs training to make sure that healthcare professionals are understanding of what signs to look for and where the resources are to refer people, that we're getting those people trained as well. So it's very comprehensive, a lot of moving parts, but we're always looking for new ways to train people across the spectrum of all citizens.
And Dr. Clayton, tell me what we know about methods of suicide in South Dakota.
So we know that, similar to the national picture, about 50% of individuals who die by suicide are using firearms. And then about another 17% are using poisoning, so it can be taking substances that will have the ultimate effect of killing them, and then about 35% that are due to hangings. So firearms at about 50%, hangings at about 35% are the top two methods used in South Dakota.
And Tiffany, it seems to me, and this is a guess based on, I had a cousin, I think we've talked about on this program before, who died after hanging himself. It seems like the people who are going to be the most involved and want to know more are going to be people who have been touched by this in their individual lives. Tell us how people can get involved. Tiffany, tell us about toolkits and resources and events so that people like me can not only remember my cousin Joey, but can also, be more effective, not only professionally here as I do this job, but in my family to deal with other cousins and other family members that really still deal with the impact of his life and his death.
Sure, absolutely. Through the suicide prevention website that we do have a calendar where people can post their events. We really want to raise awareness in local communities about what people are doing. We also have some resources available, and our division staff can be resources as well if individuals are feeling the need. And we see that at times where somebody has been impacted and they feel the desire to do something. They couldn't change what happened to their loved one, but potentially they can change what happens to somebody else's loved one, and that definitely is very meaningful. how to form a community coalition, how to bring together your local community stakeholders to raise awareness. We're definitely there to support that. And that information can be found on the SDSuicidePrevention.org website or by contacting the Division of Behavioral Health at 605-367-5236. But we do see that where people are motivated, and we want to maximize that motivation.
Well, we thank you all three for joining us here today. It's all clinical and facts and education and toolkit until we start talking about people and saying their names. And now I'm getting teary-eyed here in the studio. So Secretary Lori Gill is with the DSS Cabinet Secretary Tiffany Wolfgang, DSS Division of Behavioral Health Services, Division Director Josh Clayton, South Dakota State Epidemiologist. Lori, Tiffany, Josh, thank you for being here with us. We appreciate your heart and your work in doing this work for the state of South Dakota.
Thank you.
Thank you.